Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something, well, pretty fascinating, I think. It comes from just a title, actually. Building a Transparent Online Chevrolet Dealership. How to build your Chevrolet deal online with transparent pricing.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, that title alone suggests a really big shift in how we tackle major buys. Okay, let's unpack this a bit for you.
Yeah, it's fascinating because, like you said, that title, it seems simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it points straight at this huge evolution in, well, how we buy cars these days.
Right.
So our mission here really is to explore what this whole move towards transparent online car buying actually means for you, the consumer.
Okay.
It ties right into getting the info you need quickly and maybe more importantly, avoiding that information overload when you're making a big decision like buying a car.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about buying a car traditionally.
Yeah.
It's often felt a bit opaque, maybe even intimidating.
For sure.
You go to the dealership, there's haggling, you're wondering, am I getting a fair shake here? But this title, Transparent Online Dealership, it sounds like the total opposite.
It really does.
It's not just, you know, browsing online. It's explicitly transparent pricing and letting you build your deal online. So what does transparent pricing actually mean here?
That's the core of it, isn't it? What our sources are showing is that transparent pricing usually means getting an all-in price.
All in.
Yeah, so not just the sticker price, the MSRP. It typically includes things like destination fees, any standard accessories, maybe even calculated taxes for where you live right up front.
Wow, okay.
The idea is to get rid of those surprise costs at the end that used to, you know, bump up the final number. It's really about showing you the true drive-away costs from the get-go.
That is a huge departure from the old model.
Yeah.
Okay, so if the price is all in, what about the build your deal online part? Is that just picking like paint colors and options, or is there more?
Oh, it's much more than just configuring the car's looks. Our research suggests building your deal online means you're setting up the whole financial package, too.
Yeah.
You can play around with different loan terms, down payment amounts, even factor in your trade-in value using their online calculators.
Right.
It basically shifts the whole focus. Instead of haggling over that one final price, you're choosing the financial setup and the options package that works for you up front.
That really does sound smoother.
Uh-huh.
More efficient, definitely, for the buyer.
Yeah.
But how are dealerships actually managing this on their end? Is it just a fancy website tool, or is there some serious tech making this real-time transparency work?
Yeah, it's definitely not simple stuff. Our sources are pointing to some pretty advanced algorithms. We're talking systems that pull together like real-time inventory so you know that specific car is actually there.
Right.
With pricing, that might change based on, say, regional demand plus instant credit pre-approvals. Often these platforms use something called APIs to link up all this data that used to be stuck in different dealership departments.
Found it.
You know, the CRM, inventory, financing, it all gets pulled together to give you that seamless final price feeling. It's quite a complex integration job behind the curtain.
That's fascinating. So the tech is really there to present this clear, unified picture. Sounds like a definite win for consumers. But is it perfect? Are there any new complexities or challenges for someone using these online dealerships?
That's a really important question to ask, because while the price clarity is great, no more guessing games there.
Yeah.
Our sources also flag that, well, it kind of shifts the homework onto you, the consumer, especially around financing.
How so?
Well, without a salesperson guiding you through every single detail, you really need to do your research beforehand on loan terms, interest rates, the real cost of any add-ons. That becomes even more critical.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, you know, while some platforms are getting better at standardizing trade-in values, that can still be an area where the transparency isn't quite as, let's say, absolute as the vehicle price itself.
Right, right. So what does this all mean for you listening?
Yeah.
It means this powerful shift is happening. Big purchases, like cars, are really moving towards being fully handled online and with this new emphasis on, well, transparency.
Exactly.
It points towards a future where buying might feel more informed, less intimidating, and honestly, just more efficient. Maybe fewer hours spent at the dealership, less feeling like you're in the dark.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, you know, this isn't just about Chevrolet or even just cars.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks to this growing, really undeniable demand we're seeing for clarity, for straightforward information, and for digital convenience in pretty much all major consumer buys.
Yeah, you see it everywhere.
You do. And this raises an important question, I think, for you to think about. How might this push for transparency and online access start reshaping other industries, other big purchases in your own life?